Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. As many as 1,210 candidates left in fray for second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and union territories. Election Commission asked Union Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of Central Armed Paramilitary Forces in West Bengal to conduct free and fair Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says India has demonstrated that nothing is impossible for it to achieve. In Maharashtra, Mahavikas Aghari announces its seat-sharing deal. Delhi court extends judicial custody of jailed BRS leader K. Kavita till the 23rd of this month in connection with Delhi excise policy scam. And Sensex crosses 75,000 mark for first time. Nifty also climbs to new highs. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission has said that 1,210 candidates are in the fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and union territories. A total of 2,633 nominations were filed for 88 constituencies. After the scrutiny, 1,428 nominations were found to be valid. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of this month. In the second phase, Kerala has a maximum of 500 nominations from 20 parliamentary constituencies, followed by 491 nominations from 14 constituencies in Karnataka. Minimum of 14 nominations were received from one constituency in Tripura. Nanded parliamentary constituency in Maharashtra received a maximum of 92 nominations. The Election Commission has directed the Union Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of Central Armed Paramilitary Forces, or CAPF, in West Bengal to conduct free and fair Lok Sabha elections. Sources said 55 companies of Central Reserve Police Force and 45 companies of Border Security Forces are also being deployed by the Home Ministry on the instructions of the Commission. The sources said officials have been directed to complete the deployment of an extra 100 companies of CAPF in West Bengal on or before the 15th of this month. The Election Commission, which is set to hold the biggest democratic exercise on earth, has adopted people-friendly technology to make things easy for the voters. Our report.
Understanding the candidates is similar to having a map before starting a journey. It guides voters in selecting leaders who share their vision and values. In addition to this, being aware of any past legal troubles or controversies empowers voters to hold candidates accountable. The Election Commission has developed an app called Know Your Candidate or KYC, which tells voters if a candidate has ever been in trouble with the law. It's available on both Android and iPhones and is user-friendly. Voters just need to select the type of election and the name of the area. Then user can see a list of candidates or search for a specific one. The app will show if the candidate has any criminal cases against them, details about the cases and their status. It's a tool for voters to learn more about the people who want to represent them and make better choices when they vote. Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, New Delhi.
Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that India has demonstrated that nothing is impossible for it to achieve. The Prime Minister was addressing an election rally at Pilibhit in Uttar Pradesh today.
जब नीयत सही होती है हौसले बुलंद होते हैं तो नतीजे भी सही मिलते हैं आज हम चारों तरफ विकसित भारत का निर्माण होते हुए देख रहे हैं कहीं 4 लेन 6 लेन 8 लेन के हाईवे बन रहे हैं कहीं भव्य रेलवे स्टेशन बन रहे हैं कहीं वंदे भारत और अमृत भारत जैसी आधुनिक ट्रेनें चल रही हैं
The Prime Minister said that the Congress government used to seek help from the world, but during the COVID pandemic, India sent medicines and vaccines to the world. He added that when the country is strong, then the world listens to that country. The Prime Minister said there is an emergence of new job opportunities for the youth. 8 parliamentary constituencies in Uttar Pradesh will vote in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls on the 19th of April. These are Saharanpur, Kairana, Muzaffarnagar, Bijnor, Nagina, SC, Muradabad, Rampur and Pilibhit. The Prime Minister will address an election rally in Balaghat, Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. The Prime Minister will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will hold a roadshow in Chennai today and address two public meetings tomorrow. The roadshow in Chennai will cover segments of both South Chennai and Central Chennai. Tamilisai Soundararajan is BJP South Chennai candidate, while Vinod P. Selvam is taking on DMK's Dayanidhi Maran from Central Chennai. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will first address a public meeting in Vellore, canvassing votes in support of ally PMK's Dharmapuri candidate, Soumya Anbumani, and AC Shanmugam, another alliance party leader who is contesting on the BJP symbol from Vellore. The Prime Minister will then reach Mettupalayam near Coimbatore and address a public meeting in support of BJP candidates from Nilgiris, Dr. L. Murugan, Coimbatore, K. Annamalai, and Polachi, K. Vasantarajan. Elections to 39 Lok Sabha seats in Tamil Nadu will be held on the 19th of this month. In Maharashtra, the Mahavikas Aghadi has announced its seat-sharing deal. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai, NCP-SP Chief Sharad Pawar, Shiva Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray and State Congress President Nana Patole announced the seat-sharing arrangement for the 48 parliamentary seats in the state. The Shiva Sena UBT will contest 21 Lok Sabha seats, Congress Party will fight on 17 and the NCP-SP on 10 seats in Maharashtra. Ahead of Lok Sabha polls, former BJP leader from Haryana and former Union Minister Chaudhary Birinder Singh today joined the Congress. He joined the party in the presence of senior Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Bhupinder Singh Hooda in New Delhi. His wife and former MLA Prem Lata also joined the Congress on the occasion. Nawada parliamentary constituency of Bihar is a very sensitive and politically volatile Lok Sabha segment. Since 1989, no sitting MP has been re-elected from here. Polling will be held on the 19th of April in Nawada, along with three other constituencies of Jammu, Aurangabad and Gaya. More details from our correspondent.
In Nawada parliamentary constituency, more than 17 lakh electorates will decide the political fate of 8 candidates who are in the fray. The main contest is expected between NDA and opposition Grand Alliance. In the 17th Lok Sabha, the seat was won by Lok Jan Shakti Party candidate Chandan Singh, who defeated RJD candidate Vibha Devi. This time, the BJP has kept this seat for its candidate in a seat-sharing agreement among the members of NDA. Vivek Thakur of BJP is contesting for the first time from Nawada seat, while from Grand Alliance, RJD has also pitted a first-timer Shravan Kuswaha from this seat. RJD rebel Vinod Yadav and Bhojpuri singer Gunjan Singh are also prominent candidates who are trying to make the contest multi-corner. Nawada shares a boundary with neighboring state Jharkhand. Rajauli and Govindpur assembly constituency under this parliamentary seat are Naxal-affected. Most of the area of this constituency is underdeveloped. Areas like Meskor are facing perennial water crisis. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court has extended the judicial custody of BRS leader K. Kavita till the 23rd of this month in a money laundering case linked to Delhi excise policy scam. She is in judicial custody after arrest in the Delhi excise policy money laundering case. A Delhi court had yesterday denied interim bail to her. Kavita is allegedly a key member of the SAVS group. It has been accused of paying the ruling AAP in Delhi kickbacks of 100 crore rupees in return for a big share of liquor licenses in the national capital. Kavita was arrested from her Banjara Hills residence in Hyderabad on 15th of March by the Enforcement Directorate. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today moved to the Calcutta High Court and has sought quashing of an FIR against its officials who went to West Bengal's Bhupati Nagar for a raid in connection with the agency's probe into a blast case. NIA counsel Arun Kumar Mohanty said that Justice Jay Sen Gupta granted permission to file the application and move his court in the post-recess session of the day. The petition also seeks interim protection from any coercive action by the state police against the NIA officials. In Uttarakhand, 7 Nepali origin workers died and 2 others injured after the vehicle fell into a gorge at Uncha Court in Naital district late last night. Police along with SDRF carried out a rescue operation and recovered all 8 bodies. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted people on the occasion of Chaitra Sukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Parva, Cheti Chand, Navrehe and Sajibu Chairuba. Today in her message, President Murmu said that these festivals are the occasions to welcome the spring season and the Indian New Year. In his message, Vice President said, celebrated by different names but with the same joy at its core, these festivals mark the beginning of the traditional New Year in various corners of the nation, symbolizing hope, prosperity and renewal. Greeting people on Nav Samvatsar, Prime Minister wished that the New Year will be filled with happiness, prosperity and good health for everyone. Wishing people on Navratri, the Prime Minister hoped that the great festival of worshipping Shakti will bring happiness, prosperity, good fortune and good health to everyone. People across Maharashtra are celebrating Gudi Padwa or the Maharashtrian New Year today. It is that time of the year when grand rallies are taken across the state to herald the New Year. More details from our correspondent.
Marking the arrival of spring, the festival of Gudi Padwa is being celebrated with much funfare across Mumbai and Maharashtra. Among the most awaited Shobha Yatras, the Girgaon-based cultural committee, Swami Vivekananda Yuva Pratishthan, have planned the yatra to commemorate 350 years of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's coronation this year. Also keeping in mind the inauguration of Ram Mandir in Ayodhya, the committee aims to express how Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's Rajya was Ram Rajya. Meanwhile, Mumbai Suburban District Collector Rajendra Shirsagar has urged citizens to unfurl the goody of democracy this year and participate in the upcoming general elections by voting. Nisha Rani, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Telangana, people are celebrating Ugadi, the New Year Day, with traditional fervour today. The festival is being celebrated across the 2 Telugu states, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, to mark the beginning of the Hindu lunar calendar. More from our correspondent.
People across Telangana, both in rural and urban areas, are celebrating the Krothi Nama Ugadi of Telugu calendar in a colourful manner as they decorated the entrance of their houses with mango and neem leaves along with jasmine and marigold flowers. People serve a special Ugadi chutney today, comprising neem flower, jaggery, salt, sugarcane, tamarind and mango to indicate 6 basic tastes. And listen to Panchangam, the forecast of the new year, as it is an ancient practice on the occasion. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Navreh is being celebrated by the Kashmiri Pandits today. Navreh is the celebration of the first day of the Kashmiri New Year. In some business news, benchmark equity indices continued their record-breaking rally as the BSE Sensex breached the 75,000 mark this morning for the first time ever, and Nifty climbed to its fresh new record peak. Buying in IT stocks contributed the most to the market's rally in early trade. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh today at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. As many as 1,210 candidates left in fray for second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and UTs. Election Commission asked Union Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of CAPF in West Bengal to conduct free and fair Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has demonstrated that nothing is impossible for it to achieve. In Maharashtra, Mahavikas Aghadi announces its seat-sharing deal. Delhi court extends judicial custody of jailed BRS leader K. Kavita till the 23rd of this month. And Sensex crosses 75,000 mark for first time. Nifty also climbs to new highs. And with that, we end the midday news.